doesn't that computer know who you
don't
are?
Don't they have any idea?
Bow down to the Tech Talk host.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Behold the glory that is
a little while ago, I was installing some software, and I ran across this exact same
thing. I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my
onto
friend?
A Windows Vista machine.
You would think.
You'd think there'd be no problem.
How could there be a problem with that?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Directory permissions with config.msi directory, blah, 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 blah. This is Tech Talk. All right, this is Tech Talk. Good morning. Good morning. Boy, it's been a while, too. We were on a break there for a few weeks, and finally making it back into the studio. At least one half of the dynamic duo is here, as you can hear. This is Michael Tech Talk Kassler. You're listening to WRLR 98.3 LPFM in Round Lake Heights, Illinois. And man, we got a good show as always set up for you today. It's a little loose though. Like I said, no Dave Sparky Saganaki joining us, so we wish him all the best up there in Canada. And no Jay Garman with us today either. So we're missing out on the answer from 3 weeks ago Geek Trivia. I'm not even going to remind you of what it is. It's so long ago, I don't think even I remember the question anymore. I'm sure, though, we'll hear some great feedback and interest about it this coming week. And, of course, Jay will be back with us next week to answer that question and ask us a new one. So we'll look forward to that. But to top it all off and to make all these missing people just disappear in your mind, we have got Andre Smith from Boost Mobile is going to be on. If you're not aware of Boost Mobile, Boost Mobile is one of the really more interesting phone and wireless companies that have entered into the market here in the Chicagoland area, but also too around the country. And what they offer is a pay-as-you-go service for smartphones. And I'm really curious to talk to him, not just about Boost Mobile, of course we want to hear about that, but also to specifically about some of the things that are going on in the cellular industry today. And, you know, I mean, everybody you talk to has got an opinion about this, right? You know, you bug your brother, you listen to your neighbor, you walk in a Best Buy, and everybody is going to shout at you and tell you what the best phone on the market is, what the best smart plan is, and the data and the this and the that, and how you can say, well, we're going to talk to somebody who's actually an expert in the field, knows what they're talking about, is involved with it, and hopefully get some really really good information from it. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be on in about 15-20 minutes. And of course, regardless of who else is here, I'm here, and that means you're going to get some cool sites of the week. That means you're going to get a great podcast only song of the week as well, although I think today I'm going to be able to play it live for us too. It's not quite so edgy that I can't do it on air. So that'll be fun as well. And, man, you know, while we're talking about cell phones and all that stuff coming on, I gotta ask, what's happening to BlackBerry? What's happening to RIM? Well, where are they going? Why is that disappearing? You know, Sprint recently just came out with a new article. They canceled the WiMAX version of the BlackBerry playbook. Now the playbook was BlackBerry or RIM's answer to, you know, HP's Tab was the answer to the iPad specifically, as a way that they could get into the market of tablet computing and sort of, you know, leverage all of that business love that they had going for them in years past. And now even that is gone. Sprint is not going to offer the WiMAX playbook. RIM says in response, you know, they're focusing really on LTE. That's that 4G tech that you're hearing about a lot, that you know, making phones ultra fast and all this other business. And so they're gonna come through with that. What I see this being though is kind of a failure again on RIM's part. Yeah, I know WiMAX and 4G they're somewhat competitive and head to head as far as, you know, the speed that they're delivering. And WiMAX really isn't making it throughout the markets so much. So, you know, that makes sense that they would back off from that. But it's just another example yet again of RIM investing money and technology and time and effort into a product which just isn't going going to supply the needs of the consumer. So they're going to switch over. They're going to apply this instead to the 4G LTE networking and things like that. And that's kind of the player now anyways. So it makes sense. And they claim that they've got testing of that already underway. But what this is going to mean for them, of course, in the short term is they don't have a product to come out now. It's going to take some time to get this happening. And during that time, people aren't waiting with bated breath for the next BlackBerry. No, they're waiting with bated breath for the next iPad. They wait maybe for that next Android-based pad that they can get. The BlackBerry, unless you're just a diehard that's been using a BlackBerry phone since 1992, and for goodness sakes, I am not moving off of this thing. This is the best since, sliced bread. Whatever the case may be, you got a few BlackBerry grognards out there that are going to hang out for this thing, but nobody else. They're going to have to really come through. I think what's going to happen, they'll come through and they're going to try and drive that price down to rock bottom, similar to what HP has just done recently. HP recently came out, they've dropped their tab pricing significantly, and the reason, of course, that they're doing that is directly to compete against everything that's happening with Apple. They're having a tough time in that marketplace. I shouldn't say a tough time. They're second, third place competitors. But taking that first place spot from Apple is tough, and that's always going to be the big boy to play against. So, we'll see. We'll see how that works out too. I just think the whole tablet market in general is a very interesting market to look at and to see what's happening. I don't know if you had heard, but of course, people are warning you right now, if you're thinking about buying an e-reader, thinking about buying a Kindle, don't do it. Wait a couple of weeks here. I would guess in probably the next 3 or 4 weeks, the new Kindle is going to be coming out. The new Kindle is supposed to have some really neat stuff, too. It's touchscreen compatible, is the rumors I've heard, which means you won't have those buttons on the sides and the bottom. And worse yet, I don't know who designed that keyboard on the Kindle, but it is horrible. It's just brutal. These little tiny pebble keys. I don't know even what you call them. They're worse even than the Chiclet keys on the old Coco computer, and I realize I'm dating myself with that reference. But the old trash 80s from Radio Shack, our good friends at Radio Shack. It's essentially, except for the most basic of searches and entry, virtually unusable. So they're getting rid of that. Now I'm afraid, though, doing this, getting rid of that keyword, they're probably going to lose a little bit of the slimness of the form factor. The Kindle, one of the things that's made it really great is how thin it is and how easy it is to stick into a notepad or whatever else in your backpack while you're traveling. They'll probably lose a little bit of that, but consumers are pretty comfortable, I think, with some of the larger sizes that our devices are coming in again now. And you look at the phones and how phones now, people are not uncomfortable putting a brick in their pocket again if you get some value for that. And I think the same thing will be true with the e-readers. Now, Amazon, too, has just dropped their prices on the current range of the e-readers and all that. So that's kind of neat stuff, and pay attention to that if you don't really care about the new versions and what's coming out with that. And of course, as I said, this is all tying up and around with the tablet marketplace. Of course, Amazon is also coming through with their own version of a tablet PC, and that's going to be interesting to see how that works and interfaces with the what kind of blossoming Amazon cloud network that you've got built around books, the e-reader stuff. Right now, you can already read a book on your Kindle, pick it up right where you left off over on your PC, get on the train and pick up right where you left off on your iPhone or Android phone and the app they have for that, and so on and so on. So that's pretty neat. I'm sure that that'll all tie in well together. And then when when Amazon does come out with their pad, it'll be integrated with that just as well and just as easily. Now, one of the things that we've done here on air, of course, one of the cool reads that we've had is I Love Deliver Reads, which is a curated sort of news thing that they deliver to you about once every week or so. It's not for the heavy news readers. It's for someone like myself who really, you know, I just want a couple of interesting articles that I might not run across in my own travels. And Deliver Reads, I believe it's deliverread.net, is a great site. You can find it on techtalk.wrlr.fm. I know the links are all always up there. But what if you are one of these big news guys? You just every day, you got to have the newspaper. You're on the train and you're folding and unfolding and, you know, you look like some, you know, like an origami master that got caught up in a hurricane or something with all the paper flying around you trying to get to the next article. And you don't read the business, but you got to have the sport, you know, whatever the case may be. One of the things that's been a real boon, of course, is these e-readers and being able to get, and the tabs and tablet computers, and being able to get some of this news in that format. But there's a lot of us where, you know, buying a tablet PC just for the news, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And we're not really that much into the news to want a full subscription and carry my reams of paper around on the train either. But what if you could combine those two things and those two functionality? Well, there's a major newspaper organizations are finally getting on the boat. And I know I've talked about this on air many times over the last several years, saying they needed to do this, and they're finally doing it. Philadelphia Inquirer is doing this. The Chicago area should be seeing this very soon. Tablet PCs supported by your subscription to the newspaper. But that means if you get a subscription to the Tribune, and I believe this is all Tribune company that's doing this right now, you will be basically able to get a pad for either free or very little money. Now you have to purchase the subscription. You may have to purchase also a like a contract for the wireless, or the, I'm sure they'll have some way to build that in for you so that it's not quite so onerous in your pocketbook and in your calculation. But I think it's just a great idea. And similar to the way that they're supplementing the cost of the Kindle and bringing the cost of that Kindle down by giving you an option to buy one that has ads to it, this is very, very similar. You know, support the cost of the hardware by the what you're delivering to it, you know, and dealing with it that way. You know, don't pay, make people pay for the delivery mechanism. You make them pay for what it is that you're trying to deliver. It really puts the value add back into the right place. You know, there are a set of people, of course, that are going to be infatuated by the new technology and by the bits and bytes and the bells and whistles and the Chrome and all the other good stuff. I'm one of them. I understand that. But that's not the main marketplace. Most of the people are buying it for a specific purpose. They want to get something from it. And in this case, if you've got a subscription to the newspaper, you know what you're buying. You're buying that quality of reporting, that quality of journaling, you know, the information that you have access to in a format that you're comfortable with and that you really have become accustomed to using and accessing. But not really enough of a value there for you to buy a pad. Well, this is a way to do both, and a way too for the newspapers, of course, to save themselves a tremendous amount of money if they continue with the process of creating the paper and delivering the paper, and emphasis on physical paper is there for a reason. They're going down a black hole. And unfortunately, this has been true for some time now. And we've seen the effects and the uproar and tumult, of course, with Randy Michaels and the Tribune Company and bankruptcy and all this. And it's the same story all across the country. So they got to do something. It sounds like they're finally doing some good things here. It's going to be a neat thing to see. I can't wait for that to come out. They got delayed. It should be out within the next month or two, though, I do believe. Well, let's see here. Now, like I said, this is about the time, typically, that we would call Mr. Jay Garman, but we don't have him available. So instead, you know what? I've got a couple of other kind of interesting things to talk about. First, now, we were talking about iPads and touchpads and all the other stuff. I love this. I love this. Did you get nailed by Bernie Madoff? He contributed to pretty much everybody's economic malaise here over the last 5 years in some way or other. Well, there's a guy, Frederick James, who has said, you know what, let's make lemonade out of these lemons here. If you're looking for a stylish way to maintain your iPad and also maybe give Bernie a little kick in the pants, you can actually get yourself an iPad case that is made out of Bernie Madoff's trousers. This guy, Frederick James, he went to an auction that was being done selling off a lot of Madoff's articles of clothing and the housing materials and so on like this, held by the U.S. Marshals, of course, because they had taken his stuff over. Well, he bought a whole bunch of the guy's pants and other clothing and has custom designed these with buttons. I mean, they're very nice looking, and they're made all out of Bernie Madoff's pants. So, a really unique idea, interesting idea. I don't have an iPad case. I doubt that I would probably spend the money just for that opportunity, but, I didn't... I didn't get nailed by Bernie directly, so I guess maybe that's what the difference is for it. One more thing too I wanted to mention before we get into talking about some of our sponsors and bringing on some of that is we hear a lot about we heard a lot about this last week. I apologize, I'm like all over myself here trying to get the right news article up. We heard a lot this last week about the riots in London, and I'm on the phone thing here, of course, and really amazing to see the of course the violence and the devastation and just the just an odd thing, and the vandalism is what it really amounted to. And you even heard Scotland Yard coming on and saying that there was nothing really, that they're calling it a protest, but there wasn't anything for them to protest. It was really just a bunch of hoodlums running amok in the street. Well, just yesterday, a teenager from Essex was charged, not with rioting. No, this is interesting. Not with vandalism or looting charges. No, he was charged with incitement, and specifically BlackBerry incitement. He used BlackBerry Messenger to send out messages to his friends and compatriots and pals and so on, and anybody who would listen and that he could get attention of, to say, hey, come on down and let's blow stuff up. Basically, let's go loot and rob and kick and punch and do whatever we want to do and set things on fire. And they were able to pull those records, of course, from RIM. RIM offered to be pretty open about this, but they didn't really even need to pull anything secret from RIM, because he had broadcast to so many individuals that they, of course, when they took possession of their phones, were able to see that the messages had come from him and that they were very inciting, and he's paying the price for it. So, it's a kind of a fair warning, I think. Now, UK laws are quite a bit different from the US laws, but even so, I'm sure that we've got some legality which would cover this exact thing if you're thinking of joining your friends for one of those Twitter wildings that were happening in downtown Chicago. Be aware, you may not just get busted for theft of a $15 T-shirt. concert. No, you might be incited, you know, or arrested for mob action. You might be arrested for incitement. You might be arrested for a number of things, even if you don't go down there, but you just send Twitters to your buddies telling them that they should. These are the things that can happen to you. So, on that note, I'm going to incite you for something completely different. I want to mention to you that, of course, WRLR is a community radio station, and that means that we are based and supported by the community, and that is you. You're listening right now. You should be thinking, hey, what's going to happen if Mike's not on anymore? Well, you know, you might think, well, I've got an extra hour in my day then. I don't know. I hope not. But I do want to mention to you, you can go on anytime to WRLR.fm, and there's a great little spot there that will allow you to donate. You just click on the donate button, and you can throw some money at it right there. Real easy to do, and we love it. We love to see it, and it's good for us, and it's good for you. There's a ton of fantastic shows that are on WRLR. You may not even know about some of them. I'm going to throw up some spots and promos and all that good stuff right now, and I want you to listen to those promos in particular, because they are going to tell you what kind of other shows we have on there. This is just a small little bit of it. But hey, come on back in less than 5 minutes. We'll be talking to Andre Smith of Boost Mobile and continuing the mobile phone discussion. Talk to you in a few.
You're listening to 98.3 FM, WRLR LP, Round Lake Heights, Illinois.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Buddha, host of Alternative World here on 98.3 WRLR. I'm playing rock music from all over the planet. So if you'd like to hear what's going on in the world of rock music outside the United States as well as inside the United States, you should tune into my show, Alternative World, Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on 98.3 WRLR.
Hi, I'm Randy Mars. Kick back and chill out with Something Cool Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock. Join me for 2 hours of classic jazz from the 50s, 60s, and beyond to end your weekend in a mellow tone. From Miles and Monk to Ella and Lady Day, they're all right here on 98.3 WRLR.
The State Farm Insurance Agency of Alex Bizarro is a proud sponsor of WRLR and is there for all your automobile and homeowner insurance needs. The State Farm Insurance Agency of Alex Bizarro is located just north of the corner of Route 134 and Cedar Lake Road in downtown Round Lake, Illinois, and opens at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, with evening hours until 7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Their phone number is 847-740-5713, and their website is www.pizarroagency.com.
Do you enjoy the great outdoors? Then Bass Pro Shops and Gurney Mills is your one stop for all your fishing, hunting, boating, and camping needs. But Bass Pro Shops is also your men's and women's apparel center, with brand names like Columbia, Carhartt, Under Armour, North Face, Natural Reflections, and Redhead. Bass Pro is also your four-season outdoor store with all the gear you need to enjoy the great outdoors year-round. Bass Pro Shops, where your next outdoor adventure begins indoors.
All Custom Electronics Incorporated offers service for all of your audio and video needs. Surround yourself with many audio and video possibilities. They have many brands of equipment available. Their services include installation of in-wall, in-ceiling, surround sound, home theater, and commercial electronic sound systems. All Custom Electronics Incorporated is a proud sponsor of WRLR. They have over 14 years of experience to help you design and build your dream sound system. All Custom Electronics can be reached at 847-254-1234 or at allcustomelectronics.com. Park Automotive Repair, the oldest auto repair facility in Lake Villa, believes that if you treat customers fairly, they'll keep coming back. Park Automotive Repair provides a complete range of auto maintenance and repair services. Brakes, mufflers, engine rebuilding, transmission and differential repair. Local shuttle service provided. Located at the corner of Grand and Fairfield in Lake Villa, across from Caboose Park. Their number is 847-356-2925.
And it's about time that I give our good friend Andre Smith from Boost Mobile a call. So let me do that right now.
Good morning, this is Andre.
Good morning, Andre. You are on air with Tech Talk on WRLR. How are you doing? Hey,
we are doing great. Thank you so much, Mike.
Excellent. Excellent. Andre, why don't you tell me, first, we'll kick off, let me know who you are. What do you do? I know you're with Boost Mobile, but what specifically is your role there?
Well, I appreciate that. So, Andre Smith, I'm the leader of Boost Mobile, actually, and, Boost is one of the no contract brands in the Sprint portfolio. My responsibility is to work with my team members to really to market wireless products and services that cater to our customers that are looking for value, value first.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah, and I know that, of course, is and that's the reason why we wanted you on air was because of your ability to talk to us a little bit about how things have been changing, what people are looking for now, and how companies are starting to maybe, at least Boost anyways, is starting to offer some alternatives for your typical, you know, lock you in for 2 years until your death and you know, charge you over the barrel if you decide to make a change. I know that Boost has got a little bit of a different philosophy about things, even more so than just the you know, pay-as-you-go, you know, kind of track phone sort of thing. And of course, you know, I know we're public radio. We got to be a little careful with stuff. But if you can tell me, what is Boost's differentiator here? What is the difference between a Boost Mobile pay-as-you-go and anybody else's?
Yeah, great question. And you know, I should probably start with just saying, you know, there are tons of statistics on why customers are looking at no contract as a viable alternative to, as what you mentioned, to kind of the traditional contract plans. There are tons of statistics. I mean, but the simple fact is that people are just looking for ways to save money without needing to sacrifice either their coverage or their experience with their handset. And with Boost Mobile, what we've tried to do is create a plan that really is simple. It is a monthly plan. It's a $50 monthly plan for unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited web. If you think about the no contract space, there is the traditional pay by the minute plans, and there are the monthly plans. And the monthly plans resemble most similar to the traditional plans. And with that, you know, that's really the growth area that we're seeing within the no contract space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's interesting too. You know, I hadn't seen a lot of these monthly plans that also covered data, and that seems to be a big issue right now with a lot of the carriers. So I'm going to hit it right on the nose because you brought it up. Is the unlimited or uncapped data? And first question is, how truly unlimited is the data plan? And secondly, why are so many of the major carriers saying, look, we're not going to do unlimited anymore?
Well, data is something that all carriers are really looking hard at. Quite frankly, as you think about the devices and the complexity that's happening in the device space with things like Android. As long as we've been talking on the phone, my device, my Boost Android device, has pinged the network probably 15 times, checking the weather, checking stocks, and all of those things. And that starts to add up as you think about all the various different users. So every carrier is concerned and thinking through solutions for how to handle, you know, what is growing and growing and growing as it relates to data capacity. With Boost, we have Android devices in our portfolio, but we have other non-Android devices. So you know, we've been able to balance the load, if you will, and offer our customers truly an unlimited experience. So our Sprint devices, or excuse me, our Boost devices run on the Sprint nationwide network. So that you get very similar data experience. There's no caps, you know, on our data. So it truly is unlimited.
Wow. So that, I mean, and that is pretty cool. Like I said, I know a lot of the carriers have started, you know, capping people when they hit a certain limit, or they start charging them. You know, I know, AT&T has been in the news over and over again because of their, rather, ridiculous overcharges, shall we say. So that's kind of a different thing. Now, the whole idea of the pay-as-you-go phone, you know, we were talking just briefly before coming on air, and one of the things that I recalled was back in the early 90s, companies like TSR Wireless and others that don't exist tried to really make that market happen at that time, and then the kind of expected market was urban, was possibly you know, homemakers who had gotten divorces. There were all these people they were talking about without credit, and that was the focus then. Is that focus different now? Is that why it's becoming more popular, or is it just that group of individuals, the people who are credit challenged or whatever, is that still the market? I guess what I'm asking is, why is it becoming popular now when it wasn't so hot back in the early 90s?
Yeah, what we are seeing is that the traditional marketplace, if you will, the pay by the minute, catering to either folks who are credit challenged or people who are just looking for a glove box phone, a phone just to have for emergencies, if you will, we call them glove box users. That segment is still there, they are interested in plans where they can put down certain dollar amount and get a bucket of minutes that can last them for as long as they may need them, up to 90 days as an example.
Yep.
So that segment's still there, but what we're seeing is that the growth, and we call that kind of the traditional prepaid space. What we're also seeing is this other space that it's no contract. I mean, we don't even use the term prepaid when we refer to our monthly plans. It really is a no contract option. The plans look and feel exactly like a monthly plan, where you either get a capped number of minutes, and so that's kind of the cap monthly plan, where you get so many voice minutes or so many text messages, but it refills every month, or the monthly unlimited plans. And that's the other segment where Boost, kind of our wheelhouse is. It's truly unlimited talk, text, and web. You pay $50 the first of the month, and you get that for the full 30 days. And when you hit your monthly anniversary, you put another $50 on, and you get unlimited talk, text, and web for the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is that no contract space, different than prepaid, is the area that people are really gravitating to, partly because, as I mentioned earlier, people are looking to save money. But the second part is that they're finding that our devices are really improving. We're not catering to just people who are looking to buy a phone and stick it in the glove box. We are truly, you know, we have Android devices. We have BlackBerry devices. We also have feature phones and entry-level $29 phones, but we also... what we see is that, you know, there is a segment of customers who are really waking up to the power of savings that they could get without sacrificing their network or their device experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important. Now, I know you mentioned, of course, you know, one of the things is that you're part of the Sprint network, but you don't have full advantage of the entirety of it. And I think one of the, you know, downsides with that, of course, is that you know, when Sprint comes with the 4G, I don't know that you'll have the 4G phones, and some of the range with the with this is a little not the range, I shouldn't say, but the coverage is a little bit less than what would be expected from the full Sprint network. Has that been an issue for you or for your customers at this point?
Well, it hasn't. You know, Sprint's network covers 277 million customers, and we have full access to their coverage footprint. The distinction, though, Mike, is that within if you sign a Sprint plan, you have access to not only Sprint's network, but also other areas out in more rural where they may partner with under a roaming agreement with other carriers to roam on their network. So that's the distinction, if you will. Mm. But Sprint's network in and of itself, it covers 277 million people in all of the core urban areas. So it's a very robust network that we tap into, but just to manage our own costs and our, what we can afford to provide for $50, we don't partake in the extension of Sprint's network leveraging other partners, if you will. As it relates to the devices, you are right. I mean, again, we have great Android devices, but our customers are looking for value first. They're not typically looking for the cutting edge, the 4G or the 3D type experience. Mm-hmm. That truly is reserved for customers who are looking for a different experience. And partly it's driven just based off of the economics again, if I can go back to that. For us, it's a matter of we don't subsidize is the word. We don't, a customer has to pay a little bit more out of pocket for their phone because we can't discount them as much as a carrier that is assured that you're going to be with them for 24 months. So for us, we give flexibility. You can come and go whenever you feel. If you feel like we're not delivering the right service, you have the freedom to leave. You have the flexibility to leave. If you feel that you don't need a phone for a month, you can stop. But with that, you have to pay a little bit more for your device, and we don't offer the most expensive devices because we can't subsidize them as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is an interesting thing too. And that's one question I have. I guess maybe this is just a general question about the market as well. One thing I know that always drives drives it a little bit crazy, drives people crazy, is you can't take a phone that you bought for a different carrier and then automatically be able to switch over to a new carrier, whether that's AT&T or Sprint or Boost or yep. Verizon. Why is that? And is that ever likely to change like the number portability thing did?
Well, there are technical limitations. In other parts of the globe, things are a lot simpler because all the carriers leverage network technology, if you will. In the U.S., we have different technologies, but even within that, our model, it's very difficult to make that work from both a technical standpoint as well as probably more of a business standpoint as well. But you can port your number. You can take your number from any of the major carriers to any carrier. And so I think that's where we mm-hmm. see a lot of the flexibility within the space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't think in the U.S. we will ever get to a point where you can keep your phone and then jump onto a different carrier with that phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Unfortunately, from what little I know about it myself, I think it's going to be one of those frustrations that we'll have to. have to live with. One question I have too, with the Boost service specifically, I guess, one of the things that I have seen change is, there's always this constant, and they call it in the industry, they call it churn. There's this churn of customers flying through. And when you hit on a, go start talking about, a month to month or a non-contract basis, I gotta believe one of the big fears is, we're going to be losing people. We have to compete to keep those individuals every single month. And how is Boost, I mean, you know, how are you stepping up to that and holding on to people when you really have to convince them every single month that they want to continue with you?
That's absolutely right. Loyalty matters in the no contract space because to that point, customers can leave at any month. I mean, if you have a bad experience, the recovery time, you have to be able to fix it quickly, else they can lose a contract plan where you may have 20 more months to recover. So what we try to do is we really have built the Boost brand around customer advocacy. So we offer a great plan with a great service, $50, very simple, for unlimited talk, text, and web. So it's very simple and it's very worry-free. We've also have worked to drive innovation within our plan. One of the things that we launched last year was called the Shrinkage Plan. With our 50, allowing our customers to go from $50 down to as low as $35, simple payment. So simply by staying with us, and then it's kind of rooted in a very simple concept of the longer you stay, the less you pay. So for every 6 on-time payments that a customer makes with Boost Mobile, we automatically bring their price plan, their monthly service plan, down by $5. So they go from 50 after 6 on-time payments. And the on-time payments don't have to be consecutive, by the way. Think of it as kind of like tokens. So once you collect 6 tokens, we automatically move you from 50 down to 45. And you stay there as long as you've got the plan, as long as you're with us. And then after 6 more, we move you down to 40. So in a short period of 18 months with 18 on-time payments, you can take your plan from $50 down to $35. Unlimited talk, text, and web. All the services are the same. You're just paying less. And so that's really things that we try to do to really be innovative because we know that loyalty matters, and it matters in a big way. And partly it's experience, and partly it's making sure that we're delivering good value for our people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense. Another question too. We talked about devices just really kind of tangentially, but specifically to ask about that. You mentioned, of course, you're not going to be offering the hottest new technology and the top line priced technology and so on. But do you guys have any thoughts or consideration about maybe partnering with any of the Android pad manufacturers and things like that, and offering any way to get service on the pads through this type of a month-to-month purchasing?
We continue to look at a host of different products and services. And, for us, it's not about being cutting edge. It's about delivering great products that people really need, that the vast majority of people really need. And as we moved into Android, we really recognized that, Android devices are kind of table stakes. People just expect Android devices. I think there are several other things out there, similar, 4G as an example, tablets as an example. Those are things that are out there that are starting to move to be more and more table stakes-ish, if you will. So we keep monitoring those, and when the time is right, we've got a number of very strong tier one handset manufacturers that we partner with who will also make tablets. And, so we have ongoing dialogue, if you will, to figure out when's the right time for us to jump into that in a monthly no contract type scenario. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, Mike, on that. But just know that we continue to look for things that really hit the need of our value-centric segment.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I would expect that with all of the activity in the pad market and tablet market, that's going to be kind of a hot thing happening within the next months to year here. I got a question completely off, total non sequitur here. Where did Boost get its start? How did they come in and become part of the Sprint family, or did they break off? What's the history behind that?
Well, the history is it's a wonderful and colorful one. It actually has its roots in kind of the surfer and skateboarder community. It was actually an Australian brand way back when, and it was purchased by an American company called Nextel. If you remember the old Nextel organization,
yep.
And it was rooted out here in California, and it ran on the IDEN network, or the push-to-talk button. Over the course of several years, the customer dynamics and demographics shifted a bit, and it actually started to be much more of an urban core play. And so you have this shift from kind of surfer, skateboarder to urban hip-hop, if you will. And that, I'd say, was in, the 2008, 2009 range. Mm-hmm. And then in 2009, we launched a $50 monthly unlimited plan. And from that standpoint, our audience got much broader. It was really, people were drawn to us much more for the value that they could get with the $50 plan. And that really brings us up to today. You know, we are very much a value centric. But if you look at our logo, if you ever get a chance to look at it, you see these two icons, these orange icons, and what they really are, they're ramps. They're old. It used to be the history of it. They were skateboard ramps, flipped on its side. So you've got two ramps that are inverted on top of each other, and that's our logo. And that's those are deep into our heritage and our roots, if you will. But that's a little bit of the history of Boost Mobile.
Awesome. I never would have suspected the skateboarding history.
And now we've transitioned from purely push to talk devices to now Sprint CDMA devices and Android devices. So we continue to look for ways to evolve the brand, but we're very much rooted in driving great value for our customers in everything that we do.
Yeah, is there something that people can look for specifically that is on the horizon with Boost in the next 6 months? Is there any reason they should be keeping their eyes on the website or on the press that's coming for Boost?
Yeah, well, I'll maybe share two things. One, in this space of no contract, clearly devices matter more. Again, more and more people are waking up to the savings, and they want to come. They expect to have a good smartphone and Android-type alternatives. So I'd say be on the lookout for that. We launched our Samsung Galaxy Prevail. It's a great device. It's a good entry-level Android on the CDMA network, and we're looking to continue to evolve our space within that. Mm-hmm. The second thing I would throw out is just continue to I'd encourage your readers to continue to educate themselves on no contract options. And we recognize that the interest in no contract plans continue to grow as consumers are really working to rationalize their bills, their wireless bill or their telecom bills or utility bills. And we hope that they find that Boost Mobile is the best choice. We've been one thing that you'll find on Monday, actually, if you stick to our website and in our press, we were recognized just this last week for a J.D. Power Award for purchase experience among best purchase experience among all no-contract providers. A week ago, or 2 weeks ago, we received another Power Award for best customer service in no contract space. 3 months ago, we received another JD Power Award for overall customer satisfaction. We hope that as people educate themselves about the true opportunities and the viability of a no contract option, they recognize that Boost, winning 3 JD Power Awards in 1 year is unprecedented in many ways. And so we hope that as they do their investigation, they realize that they won't sacrifice much by taking that leap, and they've got the flexibility and Boost, our $50 plan, where the longer you stay, the less you pay.
Excellent, excellent. You know, Andre, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to pull us to a close here on that note. Fantastic stuff, though. I think you've really given everybody a bit to think about. There's nobody who probably at this point listening to the show who doesn't have some cellular device or other in their phone and most or in their pocket, and most of them probably have a smartphone. And this is definitely an alternative to the traditional methods that we get our data connected to us live. Now, where specifically can people go on the web to get more information about Boost and Boost Mobile?
Sure. Well, you can go to boostmobile.com, and we're also available in about 20,000 distribution spots, like in our major retailers, be it Best Buy, Radio Shack, Target, as well as we've got some Boost exclusive doors. So we've got 20,000 outlets for you to go and shop, or you can come visit us at boost.com.
Excellent, excellent. BoostMobile.com. And, of course, that information will also be linked at techtalk.wrlr.fm. For listeners, you can always find everything on there. Andre, thank you so much. It's really been an honor speaking to you. I appreciate your time. And hopefully we can do this again sometime soon, maybe when the next big evolution for Boost comes along. We'll have you back on, and we can talk about pads and tablets and all sorts of fun stuff.
Well, I appreciate the time, Michael. You and your listeners have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot, Andre. Take care.
Take care.
Andre Smith from Boost Mobile. Fantastic. A really interesting conversation. I wish we had more time to drill really even further into what's happening in the marketplace today. Just good stuff. You know, and my gosh, every time this happens, I don't know why or how, but for some reason, it just takes me by surprise, but it's about time to jump into, of course, our cool sites of the week. And as always, of course, I'm asking you to bear with me as I bring up some. I've got just, you know, some fantastic ones. A few weeks ago, I talked about Spotify, and you know, I told people, look, if you're looking for a Spotify subscription, you know, sign up. Just send me an email, techtalk@wrlr.fm. I've still got a couple. I've gotten a number of people asking for them. I've still got a couple left. Go ahead and do that if you don't have your Spotify yet. If you do have Spotify, though, man, you know what? The one thing that's missing from Spotify that's really been kind of bugging me is it's tough to do the Pandora thing. It's tough to do the Last FM thing. It's tough to do the Slack or radio kind of thing where you just, you know, don't have to think about your music. You just sit back and say, this is the kind of thing that I like. Show me some new stuff. There are ways to do it, though, and the cool sites of the week right now I'm going to shoot out to you are Spotaseek and Spotabot.com. Two different ones. They really do some cool things. Now, Spotabot, if you're a big Last FM user, you're going to like this one the most. Spotabot.com allows you to connect in directly with Last FM, do the Last FM thing, and then what it does is it creates a playlist for you, and you drag and drop that playlist off into Spotify, and then Spotify just pulls that music up for you, and it's available. So that's cool stuff. Spotaseek, very similar, more to kind of a Pandora sort of thing, where you type in an artist, type in a song, and then tell it, yeah, I want to generate a new playlist based on that. It will also do that for you. So really good stuff like that. I don't think you can go wrong with that. Now, if you're looking for other options for generating playlists and finding new music through Spotify. Actually, if you go to Spotify.com's blog, they have a whole listing of music finder sites for you, and you can kind of hit through there for your indie love or whatever it is that you're looking for. And, you know, if you're one of those shoegazers, you can still find that stuff on there. Whatever you're looking for, you can do it. DubSpot and all that. They've got a lot of great list of stuff that you can do. So that's all good stuff. That's all Spotify stuff. I got to give you Moy, I don't have a lot of time, but I got to give you at least one more. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let's cap off the Spotify. Great plug-in for Spotify. One of the things that Spotify is missing that you're used to if you use iTunes or other types of music players is an equalizer. You can't really balance your sound in Spotify easily. I mean, you can go out and you can open up your audio software and all the other business, but don't mess around with that. Just go and download eQualify, and you go to eQualify.me, M-E, that is, and you can install this. It'll plug in with Spotify, and it'll give you a full-blown equalizer right within Spotify. You can manage all of your sound and make sure that it sounds the way that you want it to. So all good stuff. I'm going to give you one last one that is not, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't do it. Dave, I know right now, if Dave were here right now, you know what he'd be doing? He'd be shaking his finger at me. He'd be tapping his watch. He'd be saying, Mike, time to close it up. So I got to listen to my mental Dave. And I'm going to close it up. We'll leave it with just some Spotify cool sites of the week there. And like I said, if you don't have Spotify yet, cool stuff. I'm playing the songs of the week right now out of Spotify. Send me an email if you really want an introduction to that, or with any other information that you have. We'd love to hear from listeners. Give us a cool site of the week. Ask us a question. You can also, too, give us a call, 847-984-0847, and leave a message there. And, of course, techtalk.wrlr.fm. And that's what you've been listening to. Is Tech Talk on WRLR. This is Michael Tech Talk Kassler. I am going to leave you today with a little bit of music called, how about, you know what, I was playing this here at the beginning of the show, Machines Can Do the Work. It's got a little Fatboy Slim, a little Hervé, a little Afghan, it's just a mix of people, good stuff, a little bit of a rocking tune. Listen to that on the way out. Have a great weekend. I will look forward to talking to you next week, and shouts out to Andre Smith and Boost Mobile. Thank you for a wonderful conversation today. Have a great week, everybody.
Machines can do the work, 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 do the work. Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work.
machine.